Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Friday. The fellas are out today. I'm Luke Morrow alongside Brandon Scott. Coming up, now the Astros made some coaching changes yesterday. What move would you like to see next? What else is on that wish list for this offseason? Let us know on the text line 713-572-4610. Reggie and J-Lo might be out today. We're happy to be in. But Figgy Fig is on the steel wheels. And let me tell you, he is looking sharp today. Get to the YouTube or Twitch to go check it out.
Oh, man, that's Figgy's always fly, man.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Fly guy.
So there, I got to work an event after this.
Okay.
It's my little side gig. And people know I do a photo hat or work for a photo booth company. So yeah. I got to, you know, dress. I think it's a wedding or something, man.
Nice.
So, yeah, man. But yeah. Figgy's fancy, man. You got to come correct if you go. You're going to be around Figgy, man. You got to look the part. You're walking around New Orleans, walking the streets of New Orleans. I'm like, man, I got to be right, man, if I'm going to be next to Figgy Fig. You know?
I hear you. That's why I'm intimidated to hang around him.
Stop it, man.
It's not an intimidation thing. It's just a step up. Step up your game, man, because old buddy over here is going to be fresh no matter what.
Yeah, looking sharp. Looking like, I don't know, like a Kingsman or something. You look like almost like a sort of like spy-ish.
Yeah,
I would say.
Some people just pull off style better. You know what I mean? I think Figgy's probably one of those.
For sure.
Yeah.
So get over to YouTube, Twitch. Check it out. Looking sharp.
Y'all ain't got to do that, man.
I'm just rocking the hoodie. You know what I'm saying? The hoodie and the beanie, man. It's kind of regular over here.
Yeah, I wear a hat pretty much every day.
Hey, probably would have been looking regular, too, if I ain't had to work nothing after this. So.
Hey, man, look the part. Look the part, straight up.
For sure. Hey, the Astros made those changes yesterday. We brought you the breaking news that happened while we were on the air yesterday of getting rid of both hitting coaches, their catching coach, and their head athletic trainer. Now, Chandler Rome did clarify, afterwards that the trainer was not fired as he originally reported it. His contract was up as well. So I think all of those coaches, I know Cintron and I know the trainer, their contracts were up, so it makes it easier to move on for them. I don't know if that knocks it down a peg in the mind of Astros fans where, you know, the front office like didn't actually fire them. It was easier to move on just because their contracts were up.
But do they make a big deal about stuff like this? Because I think I saw on their Instagram page, they had a big old graphic that pretty much said, thank you for everything to the, the trainer staff, or the head trainer guy, and then the hitting coach, and then the catcher coach, or whatever his title is.
Yeah.
They put out a graphic from Astros.
I mean, think about it. When you've been,
I'm like, was that big of a deal like that?
Yeah,
where they get a graphic.
He's been there for a decade, so that coincides with the success of the Astros. I'm not saying how much he did or didn't have to do with the success, but he's been a part of the run, right? He's been there for a decade.
That's fair.
And so, to me, and the point that I'm making there is that really all of this, and credit to Chandler Rome for, you know, clarifying and everything, and that's part of his job to just kind of be clear and on the record. But we can say this part. All of that stuff is semantics.
Yes.
Like, we're splitting hairs. When you don't bring a guy back, don't renew the contract of a guy that's been around for a decade, or even in the case of Cintron and the coaches that were let go or released or contracts were not renewed, you don't bring those guys back and they've been there for a certain amount of years.
Yeah.
That is what amounts to. I don't know if anybody else has been let go or not had their contract renewed or they said they didn't want you back. But tell me when you had a job and then you didn't have a job no more. If you felt the difference between whether that's a firing or a release or a let go or whatever. Like, it's the same thing.
My thing is, if they didn't have a ton of injuries and a ton of weird stuff going on with certain players and injuries and stuff like that, Would they just would have let him go? They would have just, nah, no contract. Peace. We're going a different direction.
No, I mean, I
don't know if they would. They probably would have just signed another contract. Yeah. They probably would have kept him around.
Well, we did talk about this kind of being in this trend yesterday. Like, so they did talk about doing this or maybe not firing or letting go the head athletic trainer, but doing an audit of their return to play policy. Of course, we talked about last year with the Kyle Tucker situation. So it's not like it was just this year. It was like it all came to a head this year, and it had more to do with them finally not making the postseason, right? Like they at least made the postseason last year. But this was a trend. It was trending in this direction, really going back about 3 years now, even when they won the World Series. So for it to end this way, for injuries to be a big reason why they weren't able to make the postseason for the first time in a decade, I think was like the cherry on top.
Yeah, and I think also it just reached a breaking point this year too, where some of the stuff, I mean, obviously Kyle Tucker was the year prior, but you have the Yordan thing, some of these pitchers too. It was just like it became too much. It became so ridiculous this year specifically, added on to everything prior. Regardless of how you want to phrase it, yeah, the coaches are gone. By the way, I also don't know if I do like that tweeting out, like when you do move on from somebody. It is a nice gesture, I guess, but if I get fired from a company or even my contract's not renewed and then they give like a thank you on social media, I don't know. I feel like I don't really like that. I'm bitter. Yeah. I don't want that.
That's not like I agreed to leave. Like, you know what? I think I want to move on somewhere else. This is y'all not really renewing my contract.
It just feels like disingenuous to me.
And also self-serving. Like you're doing it to feel good about yourself. Right, you appreciated my time here, even though you're making the decision to move on.
Yeah.
Where maybe I don't actually feel that way because I'm being let go.
Yeah.
From my job.
I
mean.
This ain't like Dusty Baker saying, hey, yeah, this is going to be my last season.
Yeah.
This ain't that.
Yeah. No, if it was me, I would say you could keep it. But at the same time, I understand how it's self-serving on their part to want to do it.
For sure.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. So with those moves being made yesterday, what would you like to see next? Already on the text line, they said they need to cut off the head of the snake. Joe Espada should be next.
He's the head of the snake?
I'm an Espada guy.
What's with the Joe Espada hate? I don't get it.
I know. I always defend him. Like, I think he deserves a lot of credit for this past season.
Like I agree. It was. I think this point was made a little bit when he first started last year, you know, the previous year, that it was kind of low vibrations. It just didn't really seem to do a lot for you.
Yep.
But I think over time now that you've actually had a chance to watch him manage, I think he's a fine manager. I don't think they have a Joe Espada problem.
Right.
You know, they got issues now. Yeah. Clearly they got issues.
Yeah.
But Joe Espada is not the issue or far from even being chief among them for me.
I'm with you.
I'm fine with Joe Espada. Like, I'm not like super inspired. I'm not saying he's the greatest manager, but he's a fine manager. He's perfectly fine.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm fine with them bringing him back. I didn't think he was worthy of losing his job.
Yeah.
With that said, what would you like to see as the next move? And this doesn't have to be firings. This doesn't have to be staffing. Even just let's talk free agency. Like what else needs to be accomplished this offseason for the Astros? What's next on that checklist or wish list?
Yeah, so it's a fun part because they do seem to have a little bit of flexibility and like they can do some things. I feel like the obvious needs are going to be, you know, figuring out the out, like they have a left field problem, right? They've got a crowded infield problem. So like, I don't know exactly what they do with the money in terms of player acquisition or like what free agents would they target? You know, obviously pitching is something that you need to always be focused on. I think every offseason, I think it would be a mistake. And I don't think the Astros are going to do this, by the way, but it would be a mistake to look at them and how they pitch this year in spite of the injuries and say, oh, well, pitching's good. because they performed well and they just had, you know, they manufacture pitching and guys just step up. No, I think they should be aggressive in that market. But in terms of like the rest of the team, it's like you already got a bunch of your pieces already in place, and it's about how you configure them. Though
mm-hmm.
So that's at the heart of the question for the Astros right now. Like, what do you do with this crowded infield? Does it look like Isak Paredes is going to be playing second base now and Carlos Correa is now at third? If so, what does that now mean for Jose Altuve?
Yeah.
Because, like, I think the biggest question is, how do Yordan Alvarez and Jose Altuve coexist on a team?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like this – and not like relationship wise, they like each other. It's not that, that's not the issue. How do they coexist as two guys who are somewhat of, you know, let's say franchise icons and guys that are under contract and still productive, you know, with the bat, but are just flat out defensive liabilities yeah. for you at this point, right? So like they're barely playable in left. For in obviously Alvarez's case, he's only playable in left. Altuve not really playable in left or at second base. So you got two guys that are unplayable defensively, but you got to have and really want to have in your lineup. There's one DH spot. How do you make that work? Never mind the fact that it kind of limits your flexibility of using other guys in the DH spot when you want to give them a rest from playing
yeah,
in the field.
That's what I was about to say. I feel like the only way you could play them two is one is in left field and one is in DH, and you just kind of flip-flop a little bit.
Yeah.
But to your last point, that's going to limit anybody else from being the DH.
Yeah, and then in some cases, that might mean that Altuve is playing second base and you allow Paredes to DH. But then it also means that Yordan Alvarez is in left field. Either way, it means that one of those guys is also in left field.
I think I'm at the point you can't have Altuve and Yordan on the same field like that. That's going to be a little tough, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. It is tough.
Yeah, that's yeah.
So, like, how do you solve
defensive weaknesses?
How do you solve that question?
Like, yeah,
and right. I don't know. I don't have a great answer for it.
Well, that's why when you said off the top that they have a crowded infield issue and they have a left field issue, yeah, I think they just have a Jose Altuve problem right now in the sense of trying to figure out where he goes. And the bat wasn't as strong this year, but it's not like he's, you know, washed up or he's not a good part of your lineup. He's still a very valuable hitter. You just got to figure out where to slot him on a day-to-day basis that it doesn't hurt you in the field or doesn't hurt the rest of your defense and lineup alignment.
Yeah. If you're the Astros, you still want Jose Altuve in your lineup,
yes.
right, for a lot of reasons. And I would say chief among them is the fact that he can still hit. But also you have to ask yourself the question, how?
Mm-hmm.
How do you do it if he is a liability for you on the defensively and you've got another guy that's like that who is actually your DH?
Right.
You know?
I actually like the position players. I do like the lineup when they're all healthy. For me, this offseason needs to be all about pitching, specifically starting pitching. Let's stop relying on guys like Lance McCullers coming back from injuries and eventually, you know, Luis Garcia trying to come back and all these other guys. Go out and get, especially because you're probably going to lose Fromber. You need a dependable number two. You probably need multiple arms in that starting rotation. And then secondary, I would also like a defensive backup catcher. I don't know if Carantini's going to be back. His defense was lousy this year, too. Diaz's defense was horrendous, bottom in the league.
Yeah.
You need, obviously, those guys can swing it a bit, but you still need a defensive catcher, I would say, to mix in there as well. Backup defensive catcher who you don't care so much about the bat, but they bring the defense. That's on my wish list briefly here for the Astros this offseason. You can let us know on the text line, 713-572-4610. Where would you like to see the Astros go from here? Also, time for the question of the day. Let us know your answer to this on the text line as well. What's the worst way you've seen your team lose a game? Because speaking of baseball, Philly fans just got crushed last night in the way their team lost to end their season. We ask you, what's the worst way you've ever seen your team lose a game? Let us know, 713-572-4610. We'll get to it next. It's In the Loop.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.